I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston.
Wir müssen zwei bohrende Fragen beantworten. Erstens,
German Chancellor Angela Merkel speaking today at a synagogue in Berlin. It was a ceremony to mark a notorious day in German history. November 9th, 1938 was when Kristallnacht began. It was a two-day surge of violence against Jews. Nazis tore through German streets, shattering windows in thousands of synagogues and Jewish-owned stores. Kristallnacht is widely seen as an opening to the Holocaust. Our next story is about something that took place a few months before Kristallnacht, in July 1938, a diplomatic gathering in France. Representatives of 32 nations, including the U.S., assembled in the town of Evian to discuss what to do about German-Jewish refugees. Only one of the countries there made a commitment to take them in, the Dominican Republic. The World's Jason Margolis met a man in New Hampshire who's made it his mission to bring that story to light.
This is a story that begins with a baseball souvenir. Hugh Baver is a former minor league player, and now in his late 50s, he still looks in good enough shape to still play. His New Hampshire office is littered with baseball photos, signed gloves, and knickknacks.
I tend to collect just individual, unique items that are a little different.
Including a base from the final game of the 2013 World Baseball Classic. The Dominican Republic won that year. Baver decides to donate the base to the country. He flies to Santo Domingo and meets with the famous Dominican player, Jesus Alou.
Well, you know, we were just doing our usual talking about baseball and all that, and he happened to mention, you know, you might be interested to know that there's this Jewish community that's up on the north coast of the island, which originated from some conference or something like that. So it was very vague, but it was enough that it stayed, you know, in my mind, very, very much stuck in my mind.
So Baver, who's Jewish, starts doing some research. He learns about the Evian Conference convened in France by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in July of 1938, and how only the Dominican Republic agreed to take in German-Jewish refugees. The Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo offered them safety for a promise to develop the jungle, hard work on poor soil. Historians also say Trujillo wanted to whiten up his country.
They agreed to take up to 100,000 Jews and do that on very liberal terms, giving them 26,000 acres, a mule, a cow. You know, to me, it was kind of like Gilligan's Island was my favorite show growing up. So to me, it's kind of like dropping in these people who don't know how to farm onto an island.
In the end, only about 700 German Jews made it there.
The Dominican Republic, about the size of Holland and Belgium, with a population of about 1.5 million, has opened its heart to the homeless people of a troubled Europe. Number one settlement is at Sosua Bay.
René Kirchheimer's father was among the refugees who were sent to the outpost Sosua. He worked in the fashion industry in Germany, escaped to Luxembourg, then the Dominican Republic, where he found a much different life awaiting him.
My father, when he had a farm, he raised cows and he raised pigs as well. And he won a lot of prizes in the country fairs.
I see.
I always said as a joke that we're very kosher pigs.
Kirchheimer's mother also came from Germany, but wasn't Jewish. Kirchheimer was born in the Dominican Republic in 1942. I spoke with him via phone from Sosua.
I'm home right now, looking out the window.
Okay.
But I got my head out the window.
Why do you have your head out the window?
To get the Wi-Fi signal is a little better. I don't want you to fade away.
We get the connection working, and Kirchheimer tells me it wasn't so easy in Sosua in the 1940s.
It was very, very, very pioneer. When you see the old Westerns, the movies, it's very similar. At the first few years, we didn't even have electricity, you know. That came later. And we had, like, these kerosene lamps. And we had a big vessel to have cool water.
A tough life, but Kirchheimer has fond memories. He says he had black and brown friends, and nobody cared that he was a Jew. Today, he says only a handful of the descendants of Jewish refugees are left in Sosua, most eventually left for the United States. The agricultural experiment in Sosua long ago transformed into a beach resort town. The small synagogue still stands there. They don't have a rabbi, but Kirchheimer says for the holidays, they improvise.
So the older gentleman, he knows the routine, you know, he knows how to hold a ceremony. So he's not a certified rabbi, but he'll do.
I asked Kirchheimer what he'd like people to know about the story of his town.
I would like the Dominican Republic get the proper recognition for the gesture they had back in the Ibian Conference in 1938. Everybody had done the same. A lot of Jews would have been saved.
And that takes us back to New Hampshire and Hugh Baver. After he met Kirchheimer and the other remaining Jewish descendants in Sosua, he became determined to spread their story. 3 years ago, Baver made his way to France and the five-star resort on Lake Geneva, where the nine-day conference was held back in 1938.
I wasn't wearing my nicest clothes. I had on my Michigan State baseball hat, and I was just kind of a tourist, you know. And they were giving me a hard time even letting me in. And so finally I lied and said, I'm a journalist from Boston here to report on a story.
He talks his way into getting the manager at the Hotel Royal to show him around.
There wasn't one person in the entire hotel who had any idea that the conference even ever took place there. They had nothing. They had nothing in any of their information. They had nothing that was up. The hotel staff had no idea of it.
Baver was astonished. This was the spot where 31 nations turned their backs on Jewish refugees.
Very shortly after that conference ended, Hitler got up on a stage and said, well, obviously, if no one cares about the Jews, why should I? You know, it's known as Hitler's green light to genocide and the most fateful, you know, conference of all times for the Jews. But yet, nobody knows this. Not nobody. Very, very, very few people knew it.
Soon, many more will. He set up a nonprofit called Sosua 75, regularly gives lectures, and then there's this.
I just received this today. This is the cast bronze plaque, which I had commissioned to be done, and the hotel agreed to have this be affixed on the wall in the same room where the conference took place. So I have to apologize if I get a little emotional, but it's been a long road to get to this.
Baver is presenting that plaque in France today. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.